Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Yankees are having a press conference at 4 o'clock, which was deemed as major news today, which it's not. I mean, and it's not even I guess it's, you know, noteworthy because it's a Yankee captain, but Derek Jeter will be named captain. To me, he's been a captain since he got here, so it's not that big a deal. But that's the Yankees' news today, is that he will be the captain at 4 o'clock.
Mike, here's Vaughn first. My career is not over. He's sending the Mets website. We'll have to see about that. And as far as the Yankees are concerned, the Yankees got to take a chill pill. I mean, nobody cares.
It's not a major press conference.
Nobody, and even 90% of 50% of the folks I've talked to as Yankee fans could care less who the Yankee captain is. To sit there and to call that a major news conference is really an incredibly misleading job. Nobody, I don't even know who the captains are of these teams. It doesn't mean anything who's the silly captain of the Yankees. It means nothing whatsoever. It's meant, did it mean anything in the last 5 years when they won four championships, or 6 years when they lost four championships? It meant nothing. Did it mean anything in the late 60s when they didn't have a captain and they were terrible? It meant nothing. For the Yankees.
Well, they didn't have a captain from Gerrit DeMuntzer.
Right. That's what I mean. They didn't have a captain and they were bad. They didn't have a captain this last 5 years and they won four championships.
DiMaggio and Mantle were never captains.
I mean, this is a bunch of garbage. Who cares? It's the Yankees making it sound like that the whole world revolves around the Yankees. First off, did the Angels have a captain last year when they thumped the Yankees all over the ballpark?
Well,
they
not,
did not.
The captain doesn't have anything.
Means nothing, but
when,
the Yankees called it a major news conference.
Yeah, they're wrong.
Terrible.
They're wrong. I mean, it's
ridiculous.
The Yankee captainship has always been symbolic to the Yankees and to
the
Yankees.
Fans. Nobody else cares.
No.
Some fans.
Well, I think it's symbolic, is what it is. See, I think Jeter's been a captain anyway, so I don't think it makes you.
That's not, one, but
now
I don't
he's
think
official.
Even
but you're doing everybody a disservice by calling it a major press conference. Everybody thinks the Yankees made a trade or somebody got fired. I mean, that's
absurd.
A major news conference.
Absurd. Absolutely
naming the
ridiculous.
Captain is not a major deal.
I mean, it's arrogance. I mean, the other way that they were, nobody cares. There's a lot of people who care less about the Yankees. Plus, there's a lot of Yankee fans. My father, I talked to, who cares? He don't care. He wants to win. He don't care who the captain is. Mark Malone could care less. Nobody cares who these captains are. It's a bunch of
you
stuff.
You don't care who the captain is, Malone?
No, as long as they win, I could care less.
Yeah, well,
not an issue.
I think if you listen to the fans, you'll get a lot of fans who care that there's a Yankee captain because it's always been a symbolic
thing.
Well,
how come I haven't heard phone calls about it in the last 12 years about we need a Yankee captain? Nobody's called about it.
I just think it's always been a symbolic thing, but I don't think it's a big deal. To me, the word to use is symbolic. It's symbolic. I think Jeter's always been a Yankee captain anyway.
I agree. He's the most important Yankee.
He earned that. He's got the leadership skills. He earned it anyway. The Yankees, where they stubbed their toe today, is they shouldn't have called it a major press conference. They did everybody a disservice because everyone thought it was, someone got fired or someone got traded. That's a major press conference.
Listen, you want to sit there. This is not being – if the Mets did this, I'd be all over them. I mean, that is absolutely – it's arrogant. It's absolutely absurd. To tell everybody, and everybody's running around radio stations and newsrooms, major news conference, and I'm thinking Torrey's getting fired. Rick, that's something. A trade, something. Well, Derek Jeter's going to be named captain. Nobody, nobody I hang out with cares
it's
that Derek Jeter's the captain.
That's not a major. It's not a major. That's for Yankee fans only. And
some
Yankee fans. Not all. Absolutely. And it's not that big a deal, but to call it a major press conference is wrong. It's not a major press conference. Whoever did that is wrong.
That's George, probably.
Well, I don't know if George deemed it a major press conference. I don't know if
I think it all comes from George.
Yeah, but I don't know if he says, call this a major press conference. But whoever did it, whether it's Rick Cerrone, whoever, it's not a major press conference. When you say major press conference to us, we think it's a trade.
To anybody, any sports,
fired,
to any
or
sports
somebody's
fan.
Somebody's retiring or something like, or a coach, something like that.
The
Islanders is a major press conference today.
This is a line in the last sidebar of the note deal on a Yankee game. Oh, by the way, Derek Jeter was named captain. That's all in record. That's all it is.
Well, it'll be bigger than that on the Yankee game. You can count on that.
No, the Yankees will make it.
And in the newspapers, they won't be one line.
Well,
I mean, it'll be a story, but I mean, it's not a big major deal. No, it's not a major deal. I mean, a major deal is a trade or somebody getting fired.
Sports Radio 66 and 101.9 FM, WFAN, Mike and the Mantle.
The Yankees have said they never claimed it was a major news conference, so if that's the case, then we will give the Yanks the benefit of the doubt on that, and maybe the media blew it, the fact that it was a major, and who knows, but I was under the assumption the Yankees called it a major news conference. Now they say that's not the case. We just said we got an announcement. So that you want to take the Yankees off the griddle for that? I guess you have to if that's the case.
I never talked to the Yankees directly, so I don't know.
When I came in, Continent said the Yankees had a major news conference, and that's the first thing he told me. I assumed that the Yankees called the major news conference.
That was the buzz this morning. Wherever it started, I don't know.
Mike and the Mad Dog. Sports Radio 101.9 FM and Sports Radio 66 WFAN.
Hey, it's time to pound the Yankees. They called and raised all sorts of cane with me a little while ago. Tell Russo we didn't say it's a major announcement. Don't blame it on us. All right, I come back to my goodness of my heart to give the Yankees a little bone and say, yeah, you're probably right. I'm making too big a deal. Maybe I'm wrong. And then I go sit there and watch this in Cincinnati, and it's an absolute disgrace. Cashman's there. The Yankee banner is there. The podium is up. They're saying this is the greatest day in Yankee history. And the Yankees called me up an hour ago and said, Chris, please calm down. We didn't make a big deal about this. Okay, fine, I'll shut up. And then I put it on TV, and they got a major press conference for something that some Yankee fans could care less about whether Jeter's on Yankee team captain. Oh, that's a bunch of good. That's why people. This is why people hate the Yankees. They're the only team in the history of the world that thinks I gotta have a press conference, a carving board deal to announce a captain. Who cares? Nobody cares. It's a joke. And then the Yankees call up and complain about me. Tell Russo not to say anything because we didn't quote unquote call it major. Fine, I pipe down. Maybe I'm wrong. All right, you know what? Maybe the media made fine. Then they got in the newsroom. They said, Doggy, you got to go kill him. Look at this. I go, Eddie Scazzeri. The whole cad Becker urging me on to go in there and destroy him. And I have to. It's a joke. I don't want to see this. God, it's a disgrace. That's why I hate the Yankees. I mean, gee whiz. God, the Giants don't do this for Bonds, who's far better than Jeter ever was. My God, they didn't make him a giant captain. Come on, please. No team does this. Well, that's why the Yankees are, you know, everybody hates. That's why there's so many people who can't stand the Yankees. Nothing to say? It's ridiculous. To have Derek Jeter up there answering questions? Come on. It's an agate line in the back of the paper. By the way, today Derek Jeter was named Yankee captain. Fine, we move on. It's not an issue. He wasn't a captain for 5 years, and he won 4 championships. Now it's an issue? And then the thing that bothers me more than anything else is the Yankees called here and said, tell Russo to pipe down. We didn't call it a major announcement. Don't blame it on us. Okay, fine. I am assuming it was the Yankees. I came in here calling and says, boy, the Yankees got a major press conference on the phone with everybody. I says, what happened? He tells me, then we find out. Mike tells me what happened. Not a big deal. And then I give the Yankees a break, and then I got to watch this at 4 o'clock. Oh, come on. The Yankees, gee whiz. Oh. Anyway.
I don't think it's a big deal.
To have this?
Except
this
the only thing is, who's asking them the questions?
Mike, you know, listen.
If no one cares, why are they asking them questions about it? Well, I mean, I wouldn't cover this press conference, but you know what? Someone's covering this press conference.
Mike, I can't talk for the New York Post.
Well, that's why my point
is this show would never run that. Well, not as long as I'm sitting here, this show would never run this press conference. I can guarantee you that. Well, I'm not going to listen to Derek Jeter tell me what it means to be the Yankee captain.
We don't run press conferences.
Well,
if somebody gets fired, we'd run a press conference. But we wouldn't run this. But the point is, this will not be, and I don't care because it doesn't mean anything to me. But this will not be agate type in the newspaper tomorrow. You can take that to the bank. I mean, you know, he's going to sit here for how many minutes answering questions because somebody's asking him questions.
And the only reason we're taking, you know, I would not take, only I'll take Jeter because we need Jeter on as a guest. I could care less about his captaincy. I wouldn't even ask him about that. I'd care less. Having Jeter on as a guest where you very rarely get a chance to talk to him is the reason you have to have him on. So I mean, if the Yankees said, well, let's just ask him about it, I wouldn't have him on. So to have Jeter on is,
well,
in fact, he's
a guest. Is a different
he's a guest.
Story.
That's the reason I want him on. I don't care about the captaincy.
No, nor do I.
And
I mean,
50% of Yankee fans don't care. They're not interested in this.
Well, I don't know.
Well, look at Malusis. I mean, he could care less. Ask the guys in the newsroom are Yankee fans. None of these guys care.
Well, you know, sometimes it's a little weird what the Yankee fans care about. I mean, obviously. I mean, you know.
Well, I'll grant you some do. You know, I'll buy that. Some want to get nostalgic about it, but a lot of people don't care.
A lot of Yankee fans are nostalgic, though. A lot of them. You know,
my father doesn't care.
Well, that's okay, though. But last week you said no one cared about Clemens. They sold 44,000 seats in Detroit, so somebody cared.
I don't know. I don't know how many Yankee fans bought the tickets who went out to Detroit to see it. 10,000-12,000 did that. Whether they would have sold 40,000.
Well, the bottom line
that.
Is people showed up that never show up in Detroit. That's the only sellout they've ever had.
Well, I was really kind of, you know, that was really more tongue in cheek that he didn't do it against the Red Sox.
No, but my point
is
that.
So let him go do it in Detroit. That was a tongue in
cheek.
No, but
the idea
comment.
Is that nobody that, cared, though.
But no, but the. But
and
the,
I don't think that many people care about this, but the point is tomorrow when you pick up the newspaper, this is going to be a headline.
Time
I mean,
out.
That's just the way it is.
Time
I mean,
out. The nobody cared, Mike, was the issue that he was doing it against the Detroit Tigers,
right.
Not the issue about the ballpark. The issue was the Detroit Tigers, a sort of a minor league club with 12 wins. That was the issue.
Right.
The issue
but
was
none
not,
of us thought they were going to sell.
Well,
the
I grant you that, and I don't know if they would have, but it wasn't the fact that the issue was the Tigers was the issue.
Yeah,
nothing else was the Tigers.
Yeah, but the point is, we thought that we did not think that 44,000 people were going to show up to watch it.
And I don't know if they would have if it wasn't for 12,000 Yankee fans buying seats. Well, so I don't know how many Yankee fans went out there.
Well, I don't know if they, you know, I don't know how many showed up. But the bottom line is, that's the biggest crowd they've ever had in their history.
Hey, listen.
Since they opened the ballpark.
I was surprised by that. I agree with you.
This will be, everything the Yankees does is a headline. This will be a headline tomorrow. Everything Derek Jeter does is a headline. Derek Jeter does a commercial with Steinbrenner. It's on the front page of the paper. I mean, this guy's he's a headline every time he turns around. That's just the way it is. I mean, it's Derek Jeter. That's why it's a big deal. It's a big deal because everything Derek Jeter does is a big deal in this town. Everything.
Hey.
It's just the way it is. Every time Derek Jeter does anything, it's a big deal.
And if you have to have a captain, I am the first to admit Jeter's the captain.
Oh, that's the point. But the point is, everything the Yankees do is big deal. No. I mean, it's not a big deal, but it's a big deal to the news media that it's a big deal. I mean, they care because they cover it like it's a big deal.
I can't speak for the other news media. I'm talking about myself. I could care less, and I know we don't care.
Right.
So I.
But you said it would be an agate in the paper. It's not going
to
be an agate in the paper.
To me, as a fan, it's an agate in the paper.
Because nothing Jeter does is an agate in the paper. Jeter goes out, it's not an agate in the paper.
And then the Yankees call and say it's not. They get on me. They call and say, hold on now, tell Russo, pipe down. We didn't say it's a major announcement. All right, you know what? I'm wrong. Let me apologize, which I did. And then I find out they got a dog and pony show in Cincinnati with the GM there who flew in for it. Hey, come on. Yankees, pipe down. Gee whiz. Joe DiMaggio was not a Yankee captain. Joe D. He won 9-1 in the World Series. Great, one of the greatest Yankees of all time. Far better than Derek. Not a captain. Nor was Mickey.
Well, they didn't believe in captains, though. They didn't have any captain. It wasn't like Joe D. didn't get it. We didn't have a captain.
Right, well, because Derek died.
They didn't have it in the 50s. They didn't have a captain. Or 60s. Or until Munson.
It was obviously because of...
Like I said, I don't think it's a big deal. I don't think it's a press conference. I totally agree with all that. But the bottom line is, everything the Yankees does is a big deal. Everything the Yankees do is a big deal. That's just the way that, that's just the city we live in. Everything the Yankees, anything they do is news.
I guess
they don't do anything and it's news.
I guess the fact that there are people in the ballpark, people at the press conference, I guess that makes it significant.
You know Jeter's going to be splashed all over the place tonight, tomorrow. Tomorrow in the paper. That's just the way it is. I mean, Jeter's always splashed all over the place.
And by the way, speaking of Yankee Cap, why today?
I have no idea. Why would you do it at home? I have no idea. I have no idea what the significance of today is.
Why didn't you do it when you gave him the $189 million contract? Why didn't you do it after he won his third straight World Series? Do it that
spring? I have no idea.
All of a sudden, they have a lousy game with Detroit, and Derek Jeter is today named the Yankees.
I don't know if there's any
That's
even.
Absurd.
I know they won the game in Detroit. I don't even know what the significance. The Yankees are in first place.
In Cincinnati, and they do a dog and pony.
I don't understand.
And they do a dog and pony show to boot.
Oh,
my God.
That I would have no reason to understand. But you know what? The Yankees, when it comes to this kind of stuff, are always hard to understand because they're at George's whim. George decides, you know what? It's time to make Derek Jeter the captain of the team. I like Jeter this week. You know, that's basically it. You know,
they bring Torrey up there. Oh,
I mean, it's like, you know, maybe
can I gag now. Please?
Maybe that's something to do with that commercial they put out.
Can I gag now? Can I lose lunch right now? I mean, this I can't take it. I cannot take this. I can't. This is a major announcement. Get honest. Fine. This is they're treating this like the, you know, the Yankees just traded for Vladimir Guerrero. I mean, come on.
Well, we're not even carrying it. So I mean,
I wouldn't stand for that.
So let's not even talk about it. Let's go back to the calls.
It's good fodder for a show. It's good fodder.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.